Tuesday, October 4th. Having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht, along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, today I want to take you to an article out of the Louisville Courier-Journal written by Olivia Krauth. This article deals with a subject that we've covered before, more than once in fact, dealing with pornographic books that show up in public school libraries. In a meeting that took less than 4 minutes, a group of educators and parents with a final say over library challenges in Jefferson County Public Schools just outside of Louisville unanimously voted to keep Genderqueer by Maya Kobab at two different high school libraries. An attorney by the name of Clint Elliott, who was critical of this decision, argues that the sexual references in Genderqueer are obscene, violating a state law prohibiting the distribution of sexually explicit materials to minors.
We have just had the annual book banning observation that comes around each year, in which we are being told of the unbelievable number of books that are being censored in the United States. That will be a very short list. I think it's a non-existent list. That week of attention that's given to quote-unquote censorship actually is a week that is being used to declare that the culture shapers of our culture know more about what our children should have than families. This is very clearly a declaration to families in Louisville by those who are engaged in the professional guilds of education in general and the National Association of Educators in particular. They knew when they walked in the room what their position was. They knew their operational strategy, and it was going to be able to vote this down and tell the parents, we know better than you. Now, the absurd statement is that LGBTQAI quote-unquote students and families are served by books like Genderqueer. And when it is pointed out that Genderqueer has material, let's be clear for our listeners, that this volume, Genderqueer, has material in it, descriptions in it that are pornographic and in violation of the law of Kentucky. Even though this violates the laws against pornography in Kentucky, it is now being declared by the educators, no, this really isn't pornography. This is educational material that is needed for the support of the LGBTQAI population in the state of Kentucky. And what is not said is needed for the propagation of the LGBTQAI plus agenda in the state of Kentucky. And we, as a culture shaper, big education, we know better what your children should have. We know what we want them to have, and families need to stay out of this. They even had the audacity to say that, Tom.
Harry, in fact, the rationale of this panel was there's fewer than 6 depictions of nudity and sexual acts. So what's the big deal?
I'm not going to describe the sexual acts. Can't bring myself to do it, and I wouldn't want to do it on the podcast. But by the way, there's only 6 in a relatively thin volume. There's only 6. How many times would we, in the culture of sanity, looked at something that violated a law of pornography by depicting sexual promiscuity and sexual perversion acts that I can't bring myself to even give the descriptive terms, much less describe the act itself? How many times would the investigation have said, well, listen, as long as they keep it under 5 in the book, it'll be okay. No, its presence is wrong. Its presence is robbing children of their innocence. It is, and I'm going to say it again, it is the national education's commitment to groom the children for the LGBTQAI plus agenda of sexual anarchy, sexual promiscuity, sexual perversion. They are now, through this volume, saying things to your child and actually assigning this volume. It's not only accessible, it's assignable in the curriculum and it contains information that if you were sitting in a park with your child playing and someone began to say that to them, those very things, or show them those very depictions, they should be and could be arrested as predatorial.
Harry, believe it or not, the Amazon Book Review, which is not going to be a conservative review board, even they say the proper reading age for this book is 18 years and up.
What one person pointed out, Tom, well, what about heterosexual pornography? Is that not educational? Can we not put that into books, make it accessible to the children? It's not that they are catering to a sexual minority to give them pornography in the name of an educational resource. It's when you push and promote predatorial sexual behavior of abnormality, it actually creates the back door of acceptability for natural sexuality to be promoted through pornography. It's not that they are leaving heterosexual pornography alone. By pushing this agenda, it creates an appetite for the promotion of a nation utterly obsessed with sexuality in general and sexual anarchy in particular. In other words, you could entitle our concern this way: Freud wins. Sigmund Freud was convinced the identity of a human being is their sexuality and their sexual activity, and there ought to be no restrictions on such engagement. Now, where have we gone to? Well, we've moved from a biblical world and life view of a sexual ethic that sex is something to be embraced with joy and blessing as a divine gift within the context of a monogamous, heterosexual, and conjugal union of marriage. Then in rebellion against God, the ungodliness and unrighteousness of man says no to God. We will do what we want to. It's not about your glory. It is about us. Here's what we say is going to be acceptable. And where does all this lead to? It leads to despair. It leads to death. It leads to depression. It leads to destruction. What you see at moments like this is what one Christian apologist rightly has called a free people's suicide. The casualties of our children don't mind. On the contrary, they have become now the object of grooming for this destructive predatorial behavior.
Harry, as a side note on this, 18 to 24 months ago, we saw hundreds of parents showing up protesting at school board meetings. This situation up in Louisville basically involved one concerned parent. On one hand, it's good to see this parent bring it up, but what happened to the dozens of parents that were outraged?
Well, hundreds. Well, Tom, it's what the culture does. The culture has now said if you're a parent and you are concerned about this, you're a MAGA. You are a hard right activist. You are a terrorist. We're going to investigate you with the FBI. And the parents now have been put in a position, am I going to shamelessly pursue the well-being of my child through those who have my child 6 to 10 hours a day in the educational systems, or am I going to abandon it because I don't like to be called names by these people? And when you see the hundreds disappearing and one parent standing up, you see that that kind of culture shaping works. And when it works, it ends up with a destroyed society. I can't help but conclude in this way. Whenever you have a culture of absurdity, it opens the door for clarity. And whenever you see lethality, it opens the door for life. And the message opportunity is clear. The wages of sin is death. But the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So, dear Christian, be an ambassador for Christ. Hold forth in the culture of death the word of life.
We are asking our Today in Perspective listeners to participate in a new feature. It's called Ask the Pastor. Every Friday, we'll be fielding questions from our listeners related to the issues of life, specifically questions related to what do the scriptures mean as they speak to these issues of life? Or perhaps just a scripture question. Harry, what does the Bible mean when it says this? Send your questions to askthepastor@briarwood.org. We look forward to hearing from you. Well, do stop by again tomorrow, Wednesday, as we continue our conversation and as we apply a biblical worldview to put the issues of today in perspective.